Hello, and you're very welcome to another edition of The Others, the Alan Kinsella podcast, where it looks at small parties, groups and independents that have contested Irish elections over the years. This week, it's the turn of Democratic Partnership, a group that contested the 1996 Northern Ireland Forum elections, made up primarily of people who had been involved in the Peace People movement, peace activists and members of the trade union movement and associated as well with the former Northern Ireland Labour Party. The episode will also cover the electoral system used for the Northern Ireland Forum elections, which was quite different to anything we had seen before. Thanks to everybody who subscribed to the podcast, especially those who subscribe to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit. It supports both the website and the podcast. If you want to contact me, I'm at electionlit on Twitter, Irish Political Ephemera on Facebook, irishelectionliterature.com is the website, and irishelectionliterature@gmail.com is the email. Thanks. In 1996, elections to the Northern Ireland Forum took place, and it was for peace talks. It was kind of 110 seats, and it was part of the basis for peace talks and so on that led to the Good Friday Agreement. Anyway, one of the groups that contested that election was called Democratic Partnership, and that's who we'll be covering here. But first of all, I'll just go to what the New Ireland Forum, or the Northern Ireland Forum, was. And here's just a piece from one of the papers. The British government yesterday revealed its final proposals for elections to a Northern Assembly and all-party talks. They clear the way for a 110-seat forum with no legislative power and provide a direct route for most of the elected parties to take their places at roundtable talks starting on June the 10th. The government plans rapid progress for the legislation through the Commons and Lords, with the critical second reading beginning tomorrow and all parliamentary stages completed by Monday week. The legislation is formally entitled the Northern Ireland Entry to Negotiations, etc. Bill, and is accompanied by another document, Northern Ireland Ground Rules for Substantive All-Party Negotiations. The two documents set out the terms for elections and talks as follows. The elections will establish a 110-seat forum to discuss routes to peace. It will have no legislative, executive or administrative functions, nor will it have any power to determine conduct, course or the outcome of the negotiations. Participants in all party negotiations will be chosen from the elected representatives. Voters will select their candidates by a complicated electoral system which combines constituency-based candidates, 5 from each of the 18 constituencies, and another 2 for each of the top 10 parties in the overall vote. The forum will discuss issues relevant to promoting dialogue and understanding within Northern Ireland. It will be deliberative only and will have no legislative, executive or administrative function or the power to determine the conduct, course or outcome of negotiations. The bill allows for referendums to be held on any matter relating to Northern Ireland, subject to parliamentary approval. The forum will be legally restricted to last until the end of May 1997, but the Secretary of State is granted the power to maintain or return it to force until no later than May 1998. The same clauses require the Secretary of State to terminate the forum earlier than it otherwise would if the negotiations are concluded or suspended. The cost of elections alone is expected to be about £1.1 million, with further expenditure or allowance for delegates on the same basis as those paid out in the 1992 inter-party talks, plus the costs of servicing the forum and those of any referendum. Who can stand? The following parties and independents have registered and are eligible to seek election into the 110-seat forum: Alliance, British Ulster Unionist, Conservative, Democratic Left, Democratic Partnership, DUP, Green Party, Independent Chambers, Independent DUP, Independent Kerr, Independent McCaffrey, Independent McGrath, Independent McMullen, Independent Sinclair, Independent Templeton, Labour, Natural Law Party, No Going Back, Northern Ireland Party, Northern Ireland Women's Coalition, Progressive Unionist Party, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, UK Unionist Party, Robert McCartney, Ulster Christian Democrat Party, Ulster Democratic Party, Ulster Independents, Ulster's Independent Voice, Ulster Unionist Party, and Workers' Party. The forum's first meeting will be at a time decided by the Secretary of State, but after that, at times decided by members unless the Secretary of State sees a potential conflict with ongoing negotiations. The talks. Stated purpose of the negotiations will be to achieve a new beginning for relationships within Northern Ireland, within the island of Ireland, and between the peoples of these islands, and to agree new institutions and structures to take account of the totality of relationship. Strand 1 will cover relationships within Northern Ireland, Strand 2 relationships within the island of Ireland, and Strand 3 relationships between the British and Irish governments. Strand 1 negotiations will take place in Castle Buildings, Belfast. Those of Strand 2 will be in Belfast, Dublin and London, at times agreed by the Business Committee. And the two governments will determine where Strand 3 meetings will take place. Negotiations will begin on June the 10th, with an opening plenary session involving all participants in the negotiations. Each delegation may make an opening statement setting out its approach to the negotiations and its position on key issues. Now, Nicholas White has a piece on the 1996 forum elections and the peace process. So the elections were to take place on May the 30th, 1996. And they were for delegates to the peace talks and the Northern Ireland Forum, which ran in parallel with the two-year talks process. Various options were considered, including a list system election, with Northern Ireland as a single constituency, an indexation system, where the relationship between seats and votes would have been non-linear, pairing off the new constituencies to make 9 electoral districts, and the old favourite of the single transferable vote in each parliamentary constituency. The system eventually chosen for May the 30th forum talks elections included elements of all of these. Each of the 18 new constituencies elected 5 representatives from closed party lists using the D'Hondt formula. In addition, each of the 10 parties with the most votes across Northern Ireland elected another 2 representatives. The total number of potential delegates, forum members, was thus 110. So a lot of smaller parties, like Democratic Partnership, obviously they were going to find it difficult to win a seat in the constituency side, but certainly they would have had hopes of being in the top 10 parties or groups and winning 2 seats in the forum from that. Now, Democratic Partnership themselves were founded especially for these elections. So Democratic Partnership involved the Peace People Group, independent peace activists, and a number of people from the Labour movement, including former Northern Ireland Labour Party member Stormont, David Bleakley. It called for reconciliation to end the Troubles, including an acceptance of Northern Ireland's status as part of the United Kingdom, the creation of links with the Republic of Ireland, and the inclusion of Sinn Féin in discussions. It also called for the adoption of a Bill of Rights. Bleakley's candidacy got a bit of publicity for the party. Ex-Labour MP in forum poll, Bleakley faces big names in East Belfast. Former Stormont Minister David Bleakley is to stand in this month's form election. The 71-year-old former Northern Ireland Labour Party MP is to run on a Democratic partnership ticket in East Belfast. He'll be going head-to-head with a number of leading political figures in the constituency. DUP Deputy Leader Peter Robinson, Ulster Unionist Vice President Reg Empey, and Alliance Leader Dr John Alderdice are all expected to run in East Belfast. Mr Bleakley objects to the format of the election, but has decided to run anyway. His slogan will be, "Come, let us reason together." He said today, "We already know the kind of parties are available, but we haven't yet tapped the talent of Ulster." Now we have a piece from Maureen Sykes, who was the Democratic Partnership candidate for East Antrim. Creating a united front for voters. The Democratic Partnership aims to create a new force in Northern Ireland politics. Up until now, there has been in the two main types of voters, unionist and nationalist. Each camp has been split virtually 100% on religion, Catholic and Protestant. Because these political power bases have failed to agree a formula that lets them work together in government, a third type of voter has emerged. People who recognise that the only long-term solution is for people to work together, to create a new Northern Ireland based on equality and mutual respect for religion and culture. This third type of voter is a growing force in Northern Ireland politics. Unfortunately, the Alliance Party, which was one of the first to speak for this third type of voter, has failed to gain a broad base of support. As a result, a number of marginal parties who have at their core the same aims of cooperation and working together, along with their own agenda, for example, social issues, women's rights and the environment, etc., may only act to split this growing third vote. It is the aim of the Democratic Partnership to create a united front for these voters, within which their individual aims and objectives can be fulfilled. The DP also recognises a fourth category of voter, the non-voter, a growing number of people who have become totally disillusioned with politics and no longer vote for anyone. The DP aims to convince the non-voter that their vote is worthwhile, to show unionist and nationalist politicians who are deadlocked and ineffective, going round in circles, tit-for-tat practices, that their actions only work against the overall good of the total population of Northern Ireland. Only within a partnership rather than simply a power-sharing solution, something that in itself can be divisive, can we achieve a long-term settlement and the peace and prosperity that everyone wants. And that was from Maureen Sykes, who was running for them in East Antrim. But it gives an insight into the party that, you know, they were looking for these third and fourth type of voters, trying to get the disillusioned voters out and so on. And of course, a little attack on the Alliance as well. So there were 18 constituencies with 5 seats each, and there was also a regional list. And within the regional list, the Democratic Partnership had David Bleakley, Paul Smith, Maureen Sykes, Christopher McGaughan, Adrian McKinney, Pearl Snowden, Edwin Sloan, Charles Terence McKee, William John Lewis, and Erin Marie Tunney as their regional list candidates. So these were the top up seats. In Belfast East, David Wiley Bleakley and Edwin Sloan. In Belfast South, they had Paul Smith, Alison Caroline Wilson. In East Antrim, Maureen Patricia Sykes and Rachel McKeown. In Mid Ulster, Charles Terence McKee, Patrick Pierce Kelly. In Uri Armagh, Ronald Dawson and Donald Kelly. In North Antrim, Christopher Patrick McCann, Paul Raymond Cunningham. In South Down, William Brian Nennigan and Sean Paul O'Boyle. Southampton, Rodney Green and Paul Graham Mullen. In Upper Ban, Adrian McKinney, Pearl Elizabeth Snowden. And that was the list of candidates. There weren't actually standing candidates in every constituency, so they weren't on the... But they still were running in a fair amount of places. Pledge to make peace table work. So, the Democratic Partnership has pledged to make the peace table work at all party talks. Launching its election manifesto, the partnership, which involves David Bleakley and Nobel Peace Prize winner Mairead Corrigan McGuire, called for a new vision to replace old-style politics. We can bring the spirit of the peace marches to the talks table, said Mr. Bleakley. One of 18 candidates standing across the province, Mr. Bleakley said the election offered hope and expressed disappointment that we seemed determined to write an agenda for disagreement. We are being given the challenge of building a new homeland together, a real united Commonwealth of Northern Ireland, at peace with itself and at ease with its neighbours. To do this, we need to get beyond the worn-out constraints of party politics and the confrontational attitudes of party hierarchies which dominate Ulster politics. A politics of transformation is what our future must be all about. The group supports the consent principles that Northern Ireland will remain within the United Kingdom as long as the majority will it. It also recognises the need to establish a meaningful and mature relationship with the Republic of Ireland. A partnership centre has been set up at Marble Arches in Hollywood with a variety of literature aimed at promoting dialogue. The party, in a few of the constituency profiles that you get at elections, the party are mentioned, and mostly with regard to taking votes off the Alliance Party, but never mentioned within with regard to winning a seat themselves, but more a kind of a disruptor for the Alliance Party. During the campaign, one of the quotes from David Bleakley was widely shared. Here in Northern Ireland, the miracle is coming. We are beginning to know deep down that we need one another. Nice quote and very positive. Democratic Partnership candidate David Bleakley today expressed regret that the Nationalist and Unionist political leaders continue to cling on to out-of-date notions of pan-unionist and pan-nationalist fronts. Such fronts would be perceived as sectarian, said the East Belfast candidate. They have all the ingredients of a doomsday scenario. He called on politicians to reject the politics of confrontation. Democratic Partnership also called on the SDLP leader John Hume and his Ulster Unionist counterpart David Trimble to agree a declaration of intent to coalesce in an emergency responsibility sharing arrangement. Say that they were willing to share power, I presume. The election took place and the votes were counted, but as I say, but here's a piece on how the voting system worked. The five seats in each of the 18 constituencies were allocated using a complicated mathematical formula. As a first step, the totals for each party in the constituency were counted. Then a quota was worked out, the number of votes needed to secure a seat. The quota was calculated by dividing the total number of votes cast in the constituency by six and adding one to the total. The reason six was used for this calculation was that it is the total number of seats available, five plus one. Each party which reached the quota or a multiple of the quota was allocated a seat or seats accordingly. A second formula was then applied if this system failed to produce five quotas. This involved taking the total number of votes for each party, dividing it by the number of seats it had won so far, plus one. This quotient was calculated per party, and the highest won the next seat. This process was repeated until five seats were allocated. The technical name for the first stage is the Drupp's quota, while the second stage is the application of the D'Hondt rule. In advance of the election, all the parties submitted a pool of candidates listed in rank order for each constituency. If a party won one seat, its number one candidate was elected. If it won two seats, its top two runners were elected, and so on. A slightly easier calculation was the allocation of the extra 20 seats, the so-called topping up system. This involved counting the total number of votes for each party across Northern Ireland. 10 parties with the most votes are automatically qualified for an extra 2 seats at the forum. The winning delegates were taken from a pool of people on what is called a regional list, which was submitted by parties in advance of the poll. This pool contained the names of up to 10 people in rank order. For parties who won an extra 2 seats, numbers 1 and 2 on their regional list were awarded a place on the forum, provided they had not already been elected in a constituency. Each party had to have at least 2 people on its regional list who were not running in the constituency. Given that it was such a complex system in operation, there was little surprise that results started coming in yesterday well after they were first expected. So how did the Democratic Partnership get on? In Belfast East, they polled 197 votes. In Belfast South, 133. In Uri Arn Armagh, 114. Mid Ulster, 93. In Upper Ban, 71. In South Down, 117. In South Antrim, 105. In North Antrim, 114. And in East Antrim, 102. And Mid Ulster, 93. So they barely broke 1,000 votes overall for the top-up seats from the regional list. They polled 1,046 votes in total. So we're not anywhere near the top 10 of parties to get the top-up seats. As an aside, the 10 the UUP, SDLP, DUP, Sinn Féin Alliance, UK Unionist Party, the Progressive Unionist Party, the Ulster Democratic Party, Northern Ireland Women's Coalition and the Labour Party were the ones who got the top-up seats. In 11th were the Greens, 12th Conservative, 13th came the Workers' Party, 14th the Ulster Independence Movement, 15th Democratic Left, and 16th came the Democratic Partnership. Others to finish below them were Independent Macmullen, Independent Chambers, the Natural Law Party, Independent DUP, Arthur Templeton, Ulster's Independent Voice, the Communist Party, and the Ulster Christian Democrats. Electorally, the Democratic Partnership never stood again. It dissolved fairly quickly after the election. Although less than a month after the election, former Stormont Minister David Bleakley today joined the Labour team at the multi-party talks, even though he fought against them in the last month's election. Mr. Bleakley contested the forum election on a Democratic Partnership ticket, but insisted today he had not done a political U-turn. He said that he'd always backed Labour or partnership groups. I have helped any pressure group that was helping to bring about reconciliation in Northern Ireland. Mr. Bleakley was Minister for Community Relations in the 1971 Stormont administration. More recently, he was involved with the Alliance Party before running on a Democratic Partnership ticket in the May the 30th poll. He has now agreed to act as an advisor to Down Councillor Malachy Curran and Craig Gavin Mayor Hugh Casey on the Labour team at Stormont. Progress at the talks continues to be made, albeit at a snail's pace. Yesterday was deemed a particularly progressive day by most participants. It is believed agreement was reached on the decision-making mechanism for the negotiations. This involved defining what amounted to sufficient consensus on any one issue. It is understood any agreement will face a number of tests, including whether it has the support of the majority of parties at the talks and a majority of both communities in Northern Ireland as represented by the votes cast at the forum election. More work was being done today to try and find agreement between the parties on the arrangements for the talks. Ulster Unionist negotiator Reg Empey appealed to the public to be patient. So the talks went on, and eventually led in part to the Good Friday Agreement. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to everybody who's subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't, please do. And of course, tell your friends and leave reviews on social media. Leave reviews, views, and share it on social media, etc. Thanks especially to those who have supported the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit and supports both the website and the podcast. Thank you.